This is Stavin's Den.
Last segment of the show. Do some Ann Jackson. Now, last week, Pip did very well with "Fuck You."
Yeah, and I picked a really good topic.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
She's your daughter.
Funny.
You are not on my loins.
I take after Joe's side.
Yeah.
That explains it.
Okay, well, our topics are going to be Mr. Davin.
Nice.
I'm going to throw in Ball Busting Blue.
Ball Busting Blue.
Mm-hmm. We're just having a feeling. And the last topic is close, but not exactly. Fucking Liars. Plural.
All right.
All right, we're going to try it.
I'm going to go 5 Mr. Damons.
Okay.
I'm going to go 1 Ball Busting Blue.
Look at that.
And I'm going to go with 7 Fucking Liars.
Okay.
And
starting a team, are you?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with 7 Mr. Davins. I also think there will be at least 1 Ball Busting Blue. And I'm going to go with 3 Fucking Liars.
I would like you to like pick topics and then just go, I don't think there's going to be any of them.
I know, that wouldn't that be funny? I don't think that's going to happen.
Here's a bunch of shit for you suckers.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, you guys fall for it. Ha ha ha. Not for me.
Shall we engage?
Yeah, we should.
All right, September 17th, 2014. Mr. Davin!
There's one.
Please read the conversations. You will see what kind of people they are. They are fucking scammers hiding somewhere.
Damn.
They use
me
a lot. See through the truth. We have a list. Number one, they use me. Number two, you should have one where there's a list. That would be a good topic.
Oh,
roll call.
Yeah.
That's
roll call.
Number two, Mafia Green already informs
me
that the funds will be transferred and I need to pay for the money. He tried to raise money for
me.
Before this, he told me not to pay, but he was fucking lying all the time.
Oh,
this close.
Yeah.
Oh, only he wasn't actively doing it.
Yeah.
He is a scammer. They're all scammers. This is real advanced fee fraud. Number three, they are online now. Standing by.
Why does she say that a lot?
I don't know. She wants me to know that they're around and probably just ignoring her.
It's like, no shit.
Yeah. Just call 1-888-SCAMMER.
That's how it goes. Like, look at Sherlock. You know you're stupid.
Yeah, it's like looking at a swamp. There's alligators in there now. Of course there is. It's a fucking swamp.
I know. It's like an 800.
Gotta drain the swamp.
Yeah.
No more scammers. No more alligators. Yeah. Let the scammers eat the alligators or vice versa.
Unbelievable.
Number four, they also lied to me, saying they protect me. They are motherfuckers.
never saw that one coming.
No, I didn't. By the way, Tom says 4 Mr. Davins, 1 Ball Busting Blue, and no fucking liars.
No fucking liars. Yeah. Criminals, I never get any protection. And now it's conversation time. Uh-huh. Between Anne and Parker Green. Anne says, many victims send money. They are U.S. women. Really? Do not know what to say. This is from June 20th of some unspecified year.
Okay.
I sent all to Eric's. I think also Eric, but he is an ex. Because he's extreme!
Eric! It's extreme Interpol Eric's poor.
What is he from, the wrestling
All the
division?
Scamming with a rad personality and haircut.
I could just see him skateboarding and doing a pipeline with gold bars in his hand. Yeah! Yeah!
Rides a wheel in his BMX over to the Western Union.
Yeah!
It's Eric's porn!
Yeah!
Fluorescent pink stupidity.
Funny.
Then she corrects, Eric, so he's not as rad as we thought he was. I found scammers in London, too. Parker says, send them to Dr. Melvin. Anne goes, I did it. Parker goes, UN will do compensation. Sure they will.
Yeah.
Parker goes, pay all victims back. Anne goes, where is James? Anne goes, I hate this scam. This is terror activities. The Taliban's in Sahara, Middle East. Don't you see it? They use this money. The boys call it payday. Who are the boys?
I don't know.
They call it payday. Oh, a peanut candy bar. Who are you going to call?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know. Anne goes, my students will come later when I jerk them off. No, she didn't say that. She goes, I will call Mr. Oda, too. That's her boss. Where is James? Is he on the way to Thailand? He does not contact me at always at all. Always like this. Parker Green says, and I quote, yes. He will.
Okay.
He's always the unflappable one, isn't he?
Yeah. Steely man.
Yeah.
And goes, he can shoot the scammers.
What does that mean?
I guess Miller can shoot the scammers. He's a member of the army.
And oh, all right.
And that's what they do. Yeah. Of course not. Parker goes, please get the fees and inform me. Yes. And goes, I am in a big shit.
That might be the title of this section.
I am in a big shit.
You know what?
You
know, if you haven't been walking in the park and there's a Rottweiler and you step in it, you go, oh, I'm in a big shit.
That's a great saying, though.
I am in a big shit.
I am in a big shit.
I'm in a big shit here.
You should use that tomorrow on Anthony's show.
I'm in a big shit.
I'm in a big shit.
Oh, that's a great phrase.
See, she helps.
Yeah, I got to jot that one down. Yeah, look, I'm in a big shit here.
Great when you're negotiating. Listen, help me help you. I'm in a really big shit here.
I jot down all these phrases in these notebooks that I keep for the show. I'm sure that if anybody just randomly opened up a page, they'd be like, what kind of strange writing is this? Is this like her weird poetry?
Yes, they'd say you're genius. She goes, really? Parker goes, Eric is there to solve the issue now. He has 3 days to stay. In UK. Anne goes, what issue? I have no money. I told you, I paid lots of money every time. Parker goes, scammers, and also see lawyer, okay? Anne goes, then where will he go? Parker goes, Asia. Anne goes, forget the funds, I am sick. Parker goes, I have to rest a bit now. He's tired from the horse shit.
Yeah, it's time to get yourself out shoveling.
Yeah.
Sure. Bend at the knees. Anne goes, no money, go for rest. Bye.
Go for rest.
Parker goes, talk later. Bye. But they keep on fucking talking. 13 minutes later, she fucking writes
like,
back.
It's like the end of those last week's show.
That's true, yeah. Too. It's good.
It's the stuff during the credits.
Sure. Anne goes, Mr. Green, hospital? Parker goes, I am rehabilitation home.
Each
arm is
home.
A wing. One for the ambulance, one for ambulatory services.
I can assume Pip will be in Green Parker in a few weeks.
Yes.
Anne goes, hope you will be fine soon. How does Jennifer say to you? Oda will pay me tonight. Parker goes, Jennifer cries every time. Sometimes she cries when she's alone at night. Send me some money. So you can't make it right.
Who does that tune? Is it
Warrant? Warrant. Okay. Tremendous.
Great tune.
I'm looking at them both like they're nuts because I don't know that song.
Well, yes, and you should.
Yeah.
Shame on you.
Yeah, exactly. I love that song. Anne goes, why? Are you okay? I do worry. Park goes, I want the funds to come out so Jennifer can go meet you. Anne goes, I hope Jennifer can stay with me. Parker goes, the fees are not complete now. Anne goes, hope you can work for UN in the future after you were fine. What do you think? Also, she's job playmates, but she's HR.
Yeah. I know, really.
HR for scammers. Anne goes, I think UN needs you. How is your body condition? Condition critical. Remember that song? Quiet Riot?
Yeah.
That's a good song.
Well, yeah. Right.
How's your body condition?
That was off the third album?
Mangy. Well, actually, they had a lot of albums in the 70s, too, but it was off the second big album.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Right, that was the name of the album.
Yeah, the name of the, yeah. Anne goes, are you really okay, Mr. Green? Parker goes, I will. Anne goes, I think it is better that the job you have now. Don't you think so? I thought they were fucking saying goodbye.
I know. What happened?
Parker's got to place a position.
Parker goes, yes. Anne goes, this is payback for you. I am good at research, but I am not a hunter. Die Hard the Hunter.
That's a good song.
This is the hair metal version of Scamming Scammers.
We've had worse versions.
Oh, we certainly have.
Love of Pyromania.
Yeah. Anne goes, Yorkshire Bank does not want to do the funds transfer. I got some good friends who really fight scam with me. I am happy for this.
Like the Yorkshire Bank. We are not going to do the transfer. Don't you realize, madam, that he's a scammer? Yorkshire Bank. You can't have any pudding if you don't eat your meat. That's true.
That's not hair metal, but that's good too. Anne goes, James will work for UN too? I hope so. May you both can work together. Parker goes, the transfer will be made. Eric will see to that. Now, how much can you get from Mr. Oda? Anne goes, 40,000 yen or 50,000? Park goes, you can send fees tomorrow early morning? Ann goes, I will go to his school later. Jennifer asked me to send $400. Park goes, please message her. Ann goes, okay. So this is from back when she's believing the horse shit.
Yeah.
Ann goes, scammers come to me. I finally see they try to trace me. Park goes, who? Parker goes, you and I are working on my movement to Asia.
What?
They're some type of movement.
That sounds like a bowel movement.
Yeah, really. He's in a big shit.
Parker goes, they will get them all. Are you there? Did you raise any fees? Oh, this is July 1st. Ann goes, yes. Scammers. I know. Park goes, yes. Have names. Can't fucking somebody form a sentence?
I know.
They stink on ice.
They always write like they're writing a telegram.
Yes. Stop. Yep. Stop. Scam. Stop. Ann goes, they are on my video. My video wall of shame. That'll show them.
Oh, yeah. I'd love to see that.
I know.
I would love to see that.
Ann goes, his mail address. Wait. It is best to expose them. I think I am right. And then she gives this email address, bigdaddy52@gmail.com.
That's great.
We should fucking write. Big fans.
Big fans.
At first I made a mistake. I emailed bigdaddy51@gmail.com, but that was not who I was looking for. You, bigdaddy52. You're the one. You're the bee's knees.
You're the actual big daddy.
You're rad. Are you like Eric's? Parker goes, did you raise any fees? One track mind.
Yeah.
Ann goes, I have no money. I have no money to buy food this week. Parker goes, okay. Ann goes, Dr. Melvin will assign more people to do arrests. They are all real scammers. Drug dealers, prostitution, and scam people. Oh, my.
Yeah, really.
Ann goes, he is maybe a drug dealer. Now she's just making up shit.
I know. She's just like, what bad things can I hoist on these people now?
Hoist indeed. July 6th. I will not send info or bust scammers. Parker goes, I understand you. Your funds will be transferred soon. James is really looking fees.
What?
You heard me.
Okay.
Did you contact James? Ann goes, I already sent all the info to all of you. That is the last one. Sorry. I will work on my job. And I write, I know I've been telling you this for months because you told me they were all scammers.
Yeah.
Mr. Davin!
Who, too?
Dose.
Fake Interpol Eric Bohr blocked out everything to erase all of the evidence. I did collect them. These are the conversations between
me
and Green. See through the lies. Number one.
Can you?
Melvin Santos, a big boy, will take care of the whole case.
Ooh, big boy.
He's a big boy.
You're going to take care of the whole case, big boy?
After I get out of this big shit, I will.
Yeah. That doesn't really sound very sexy.
Right now, I'm working on my movement to Asia. I'll get to you.
Oh, my God. Can't you just keep it to one continent?
Good day.
Or incontinent.
Oh, very good. Very good. She loves shit jokes today, don't you?
Yeah, really. You're kind of fond of the toilet humor, aren't you, dear?
I'm going to drop probably a fucking
bit.
Deuce on my chair. I'll fucking burn that.
Hold on, get a cork.
Get a cork. It's going to need something bigger than that. Get that fucking lawn chair, Joe. The girl's shitting out furniture.
Yes. And it's one of those ratchet ones. I can't get the thing into her asshole. I'm almost shut.
How does this go in there?
Yeah, damn it. I got to fold the whole thing back. Move your colon.
That's why I got that tear.
Among many.
Funny.
Last time it was an ottoman.
It always devolves into your ass.
Everything devolves into my ass.
Ann continues. He said, me. One scam. Mail saying the funds were moved to Hong Leung. I never get any fucking money. Two. The Japan agents protect me. Can you believe it?
Thank you, Bolt.
Number three. Parker D. Green is good at lying. That's his job.
Yeah, really.
Kind of his gig. He says thank you.
You know what? If I was Parker Green, I'd put it in my file to raise time and go, look.
She says I'm good at lying.
Yeah.
How does she know? Yeah. Good point. I'll be back.
I'm a good liar. I'm a good thing. You know, I even got this. Look, boss.
When Parker Green heard that, he said, isolate that.
Yeah. Parker D. Green is good at lying. See his profile on Yahoo Messenger. He is online now. And here is a conversation again between Parker and Ann. This is July 6th. They continue. Parker goes, Dr. Melvin is taking care of the whole case. Ann goes, there's nothing to do with me. Parker goes, he has promised to handle your case on his own. Yes. Ann goes, I do not work for UN or any authorities. This is not my matter. Parker said, she's trying to fucking push jobs on him 5 days ago.
I know. And now she's like, this isn't my problem.
It's almost like she's schizo.
Almost like?
Almost like. Parker goes, he said something serious at press conference, did he?
It's a press conference?
Sure. All the scammers gathered around. Here's the plan, dude.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Press conference.
Colton John, whatever, Acosta from CNN, you're fake news. You can't ask a question at the scammer press conference. Yeah.
Melvin Santos, fake scammer.
Parker goes, no problem. He is not asking you to work for UN. Ann goes, no need to talk to me about this. Parker goes, he only promised to handle the case. Ann goes, handle what? I do not want to get involved and get killed. No more interest. Parker goes, the terrorists and scammers. Ann goes, I am not so that smart. And never was a sentence more true. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That might have to be what we call this.
I was just thinking the same thing.
I am not so that smart.
But it's like weird. Like, Parker's probably going, what the fuck, woman? You were trying to get me a job at the UN. You're raving about Melvin Santos. And now you don't want anything to do with this. It's not easy scamming her.
No.
But it is easy scamming her. But it's not.
I still like I'm in a big shit.
Oh, that's
hysterical.
Yeah, I'm in a big shit. All right.
I am in a big shit.
Yeah. Ann goes, that is not my matter. Parker goes, and your funds will be transferred. Yes? Ann goes, I will withdraw everything soon for self-protection. Parker goes, he will also ask you to pull out from the search. Parker goes, yes. Ann goes, USA and UK are smart. Parker goes, the Japan agents will protect that area. I don't know.
What are we talking about?
Ann goes, we Asian people are idiot.
Okay.
She didn't even spell Asian right, by the way.
No, really? No.
No, it was lowercase a, then it was A-I-S-A-N.
Asian.
We Asian people are idiot. I'll tell you what, she has a way of proving her points. There is a certain there is a certain poetry to the way she writes.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
She continues, using me, assholes.
Is that in the thing, or are you just talking to us?
No.
All right.
Well, both. But the two for Tuesday.
No, if you were just saying it and emphasizing it with us.
She wrote it. I can.
We got you, boss.
Look at him multitasking.
There's no reason to separate you guys. Ann goes, this is really Western people. This is why terrorists want to attack. Assholes. Dirty. Fuck off my life.
Ah, see, we should have
I'm like, asshole. It's usually dirty assholes, but
it's assholes,
assholes
dirty.
That's why you're in a big shit. Haven't had a good fuck off my life in a while. It's nice to
I
see
know.
That.
You about to say I didn't have a good shit.
We could talk about that for 5 minutes.
No.
Park goes, who used you? And goes, Parker goes, you are the one that did the search. Nobody used you. And goes, all wicked people. Assholes. Parker goes, me? And goes, I will block all of you out. Shame on the authorities. Shame, shame, shame. They are idiot and do nothing but use common people. Dirty. I will expose the truth. How ironic. There's no fucking irony in this.
I know, using common people. They're not using any common sense, though.
Then here's the sub. This is from Ann's subject. You are a real scammer. Scammer Melvin Santos.
I love the way she gives everybody a title.
I know.
The president can give nicknames. She can give titles.
Scammer Melvin Santos.
Everybody has work to do.
Mike Pence is off the ticket. We're taking Ann. I like her usage of the language and the nicknames. She's going to make Japan great again.
So-called real news.
So-called real news. That's fucking great.
Wow, I think Ann's on staff now. She replaced Bannon.
It was funny. Wasn't the last show we were talking about what's he going to be doing next, like somersault? Gets fucking fired. It's the we do this shit, and then it airs on Sunday.
Yeah.
And some place, I'm like, oh, these guys are fucking dated. No, we were ahead.
Yeah, yes. We were.
Scammer Melvin Santos, you are a coward because you cannot face the mess media replying to his questions. You called...
Me!
Bastard, I think you are a fucking asshole, and this is why you are scared to face the reality. You do not reply to me, because I asked where my funds are. You asked that fake bank lawyer, and I never get fucking funds. He asked me to pay for at least $5,000, because I have the payment record. Then Jennifer Green scammed me out of $1,500. I never see any funds. You are the big one behind all this. You are a fucking liar, as well as a scammer. Is that
damn,
there?
Damn, it was plural.
Now that you were looking for plural. Oh, so close.
Damn,
oh, so, close.
So close.
You get the preview.
Listen, you're a fucking liar as well as a scammer. Yeah, no shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of go hand in hand. Yeah. You can't be one without the other.
Yeah.
It is because one specialist from UN can withdraw a case and do funds transfer. That is real funds transfer. You ask the victims to pay, but never do funds transfer. You are a fucking criminal. Shame on you. Subject. Lies, lies, lies.
Lies, lies, lies.
Tell me lies. Tell me sweet little lies.
Lies, 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 yeah. They're going to get you. Thompson twins.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Pew.
Yeah. Pew indeed. Lies, lies, lies. See through the Scammers Group UK funds. Mr. Davin.
Oh, there is three.
UK funds. Scammer list. Roll call.
Roll call.
Roll call up.
Melvin Santos. Eric Bohr. No longer rad. Morris Mariba. Parker Green. Jennifer Green. Brown Cotton. And playing the part of Miller. The Beef. James H. Miller. Jerry Mathers as the Miller. I do not need to hide your truth because I really have the evidence. This is why I want to send all out. I did tell you that the biggest one behind all of this is Melvin Santos, who uses Eric Bohr, Brown Cotton, Parker Green, James Miller, and that idiot bank lawyer called Morris Mariba.
Now that's like, well, and the idiot lawyer called Morris Mariba.
And a partridge in a pear tree.
This fucking lawyer told me he had good reputation. Well, they all say that.
Yeah.
But what I know is that he is fucking idiot. I did call him, and indeed he is in UK, but you said his phone number is phone. No, I never said his phone number was phone. I promise you I never said his phone number was phone.
Never said
that's
that.
A cute number.
Phone. Let's play phone.
That's like phone, yes. I want to make a call. Who to be calling today?
It's going to cost you 2,000 euros for that phone.
It's worth the money.
Mushy mushy. Phone.
Please, what he sent to me, the truth. And now it's list time. Number one, it is not only $700 US, but about $5,000 US, and the funds were transferred to Australia after paying so much fees. Jennifer told me she was the real witness, and this lawyer was good.
Well, she's a liar, too. Yeah.
Number two, Eric Bohr never returns the money to me, but sent it to David Moore in Accra, Ghana. Number three, see the mails. After $700, he asked $580, and then 100,000 yen, and then stamp duty of 40,000 yen, Asian clearances of 70,000 yen, the affidavit of Oat.
Hear ye, hear ye! Here is the affidavit of Oat!
No, not Oath, Oat.
Oat, that's what I said.
No, oat. Not Oath, Oat.
Oat.
That's what I said, Oat.
Oat.
The affidavit of Oats.
We will be having oatmeal every morning.
Yeah, it should be like the oatmeal guy on it.
Yes.
Quaker guy, yeah.
Yeah, is that what you were doing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was doing the Royal Proclamation guy.
Oh, okay. $650. Number five. The funds go to Australia and they ask tax clearances again and again. Number six. Eric got gunshot and he cannot pay for it.
What?
He got gunshot.
Is it like gunshy?
No, he got gunshot.
Gunshot.
Jennifer Green got the accident at Western Union, so she cannot pay for it. They took my money!
Damn! Number one of my favorites.
Number seven. The funds will hit my account in Japan, but the truth is that the funds never come to Japan. They lie to me! Now it's time for Damn It All Red.
Ooh.
They are fucking scammers!
Of course.
For me, it is fucking lies as well as scam. And then she forwards me an email from Morris Mariba to her. Then he writes her real name. I got your email message. I am very busy today at the High Court. I hope you don't know tomorrow is a public holiday. I am want you to know that the funds has been dormant. You don't like that faux pas? And you need to reactivate the bank account only. The cost is just $700. To reactivate the fucking bank account? Are you shitting me?
Really? It's like, you know what? I'm going to another bank, you bastard.
I thought my homeowners association was fucking me for $500.
Yeah. Well, they are, but that's besides the point.
Yeah, it's not one or the other, Joe. It's both.
It's both.
Yeah, well, you got to pay.
He continues, I hope I can help you. Reply me only if you want me to proceed with the application for your funds to be transferred, which is 850,000 pounds sterling.
Whoa.
That's all.
That's crazy.
A little bit. My kind regards, Barrister Morrison. No, you have my phone number. Call me if you need any urgent assistance. I'll be out of office tomorrow. Then he writes her, I have given you my advice and all concern. The funds will be transferred once the account is activated, and there will be no more fees to pay. Kindly send $700 to the name and address below. Mr. David Moore, Accra, Ghana. Text question color. Text answer blue. Because you know what? If you're a lawyer in England, you're going to send the money to fucking Ghana.
Of course you do.
This is the name of the bank secretary. He will receive the fees and activate the account because he's been posted to monitor the Ghana branch. Now, I thought he was part of the FBI, David Moore. Wasn't he the FBI agent in Ghana?
I thought so.
He was Brown Cotton? Yeah. Apparently, he got a job change.
Oh, Lord. Somebody's not keeping up with the script.
No, that's why they need me.
Yeah, they do.
That's where I call him onto the carpet. But he changed jobs? What happened?
Yeah.
You know, I hate it when there's a newbie in and they don't read the notes.
Yeah.
They screw up.
Why do
them.
I write the fucking notes? I tell you I'm going to be out of the office. I tell you it's going to it's here fucking plain as day. And you fuck up shit and I got to clean up your mess.
Yeah. Right.
Go to your hut.
Yeah.
Go to your hut with no oat.
No oat. Send all the payment info so that I can keep it on record. Or you can help me or send it to text message and he gives a stupid phone number. My kind regards, Barrister Morris Mariba. Dear Mummy Ann. I went to lawyer's office this evening. The lawyer, Mr. Morris, is good person, and he told me that he will do everything so the funds can be transferred into your account. Please, Mummy, try to send the $700 to the lawyer, as he said. He is right, and he has shown me evidence. I really want to come to meet you, Mummy, because I am very lonely here. Please help me.
Oh, boy.
Mummy, after when you have the funds in your account, then you can send Mr. Morris to France to help secure the gold certificates, and he can ship them to you while I'm there with you in Japan. Please listen to me, Mummy. Yours sincerely, daughter Jennifer.
Oh, wow.
Dear Mummy, Mr. Eric sent me a message that he will send the $200 euro to the name the lawyer gave in Accra, Mr. David Moore. Please, try to send the rest $450 to Mr. David Moore in Accra today, Mummy. I can't wait to be with you. I am very lonely here. I will go to bank and see a lawyer. Yours, daughter Jennifer. Dear Mummy Ann, I have the money with me. I tried to contact my dad, but he's not responding to me because you're full of shit. I also tried to help you raise some money. I got $100. Please, Mummy, a couple blowjobs in the alley. Well, that could have been in there.
Could have been.
She said prostitution. I want to meet with you. Please, let me come and stay with you and work. God bless you, Mummy. Yours, daughter Jennifer.
Wow.
Let's see. Should we stop there?
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
No, that's a good place. So what did we learn from that?
I'm learning that they're trying to get this money out of it, and they're bringing everybody in. It seems that they're giving everybody out there, and everybody's coming. Jennifer's now calling in and looking for money now.
Yeah, and really schmoozing it up with the mummy stuff.
Yeah, it was probably an intercompany memo sent. Look, everybody's got to be on deck. Write to her and see if we can coax some cash out of her.
Yeah, yeah, really. That's really pathetic. But that's how they roll.
Yes.
Is just keep slamming away at them.
I don't know if there was anything groundbreaking there, though, this week. Was there?
No. No.
All right.
Not really.
How the fuck do I describe this? Shit happened. Big shit happened.
I'm in a big shit.
You're in a big shit.
We only had three Mr. Davins, which I was surprised. And
okay.
Sorry
to break your formula.
No ball blessing blue, but of course we had damn it all red.
Yeah.
And I picked mummy in a previous day, and now we're mummied all over the place, damn it.
Like a pyramid.
No fucking liars either. So, I mean, Tom picked four Mr. Davins. That's the closest to the three Mr. Davins, and he had zero fucking liars. So Tom won it this time.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
There you go, Tom. Enjoy your prize.
He came as close as possible.
Well, no. Funny. As close as possible would have been getting it. That's as close as possible.
Well, that's true. I mean, as close as possible with this shutout. I mean, really.
And Pip's back to her usual shitty ways.
Yes.
Well, you enjoy being Pip be successful. Well, you won't hear that again.
No.
You did your best.
Yeah, I tried.
God knows you tried.
I did. I
feel like you've been crucified.
Oh, is that a song?
Yeah, it's an Aerosmith.
All right, I knew it. You had to get some more hair metal in here.
It's Aerosmith.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right. Aerosmith's good.
Glad you fucking approve.
I do. I like Aerosmith.
All right, I'm going to do Tower of Energy, and then Joe will do Portobello, then we'll do some plugs, and we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right.
Tower of Energy is energy solutions consulting company that specializes in residential and commercial lighting solutions. Run by a 15-year lighting professional who can guide you through the world of architectural-grade, environmentally friendly lighting for your home or commercial property, Tower of Energy is on the cutting edge of today's lighting technology. You can find them on Facebook by searching Tower of Energy LLC.
Portobello is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail. And the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday. And on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment. Check it out, starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquet is going to be your destination for that special event, such as a Sweet 16, an office party, anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not be just an occasion, but a memory. Portobello Banquets also hosts the popular comedy nights throughout the year, which is produced by Side Splitting Productions owner Davin at Davin's Den. Davin, what we got coming up, babe?
October 27th.
October 27th. So check that on out. It's going to be a great night of comedy. So experience all the Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Or learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That's 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Yes, next show, October 27th. Sidesplitting Productions will be producing that show. All your entertainment needs, sidesplittingproductions.com, 551-404-3094. Pip!
Could you please listen to Mr. Hillux's music show?
sounds a little desperate. Yeah. Sounds nice. Can you please?
Somebody? Anybody?
You know what? You really said the please in a pathetic way.
I did?
Yeah, that sounded like, please!
I didn't mean it.
Somebody
that way
do
at all.
Something.
He's dying up there.
No, it's a good show.
I didn't say it's not a good show.
I just said it badly.
Yes.
Please listen to Mr. Helix's music show on HudsonRiverRadio.com.
HudsonRiverRadio.com.
It's now streaming from 3 to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. It's a great show. Give him a listen.
What type of music is he playing?
He plays classic rock mostly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Play a little Aerosmith?
Good songs. Yes, he does.
Good boy.
Good songs.
Play Led Zeppelin?
Yes.
Yeah, a little tired of it. Don't need it.
Yeah, sometimes he does. I mean, he did that more in the previous incarnation, but at this place, he's got a wider variety to pick from, and he's adding more to their music library all the time.
Is he playing rock blocks?
Well, he does have themes sometimes.
Oh, give me a Mr. Helix theme.
Well, he was doing 80s Wednesdays, but now...
80s Wednesdays? Because you just got to make shit up with a day of the week.
Yes.
Yeah, but I mean, now...
It's 80s fucking Wednesdays.
But now, sometimes he'll do a theme that's topical.
Fucked up Fridays. It's every band that's been to rehab. It's fucked up Fridays.
He'll do themes that are, you know, like topical or they're all about the same topic that day or, you know, about something that's in the current events or if it's a holiday or something. So he has a lot of
It's nighttime
ones.
With North Korea. All these explosive hits.
But, they're going to play Blackout by the Scorpions.
I really like the show. If I'm sitting at the, because it's on the computer, if I'm sitting at the day program and I'm working late, I'll listen to a show while I'm working. And he plays like good stuff that I like this radio station.
I would listen to what my husband plays.
I would listen to what my husband plays. Doing it now.
Do they have TuneIn Radio? They part of the TuneIn Radio app?
They have their own website.
No.
I don't know
you gotta
if they
tell
have
them to
the
get
TuneIn
on, you
Radio.
You got to get them to tell, go to TuneIn Radio. That's great for mobile devices.
Okay.
You can listen to us on TuneIn Radio.
Yeah.
And you could listen to Mr. Helix if they get that up and running. Mr. Helix might have to take the bull by the horns and start doing some own stuff for his own show to get him out there a little bit more.
Mm. Yeah.
Might have to be on the cutting edge.
All right. I'll tell him.
Yeah, you tell him a lot of things. Joseph,
I have nothing going on. I've had a busy month, so it's like you know, a little breather this weekend will be nice.
But you too, Joe. Tomorrow, August 23rd, you and I will be at the Anthony Cumia show.
That's correct.
On CompoundMedia.com. Show starts at 4 to 6 p.m. CompoundMedia.com. We'll probably be talking a little bit about scammers in a promotion of our appearance on CNBC's American Greed next Monday, the 28th. So you should definitely listen to that. And you should check out Joe and I tomorrow. I don't know what else we'll talk about. What do you think, Joe? He's going to go to politics, isn't he?
Yeah, of course. And like, we don't go to politics.
Yeah, but we do it off the air sometimes.
Yeah.
We don't have a bunch of frothy haters willing to.
The fighting continues long after we've said goodnight to you guys.
Yeah. Should I wear my yarmulke in?
Oh my God. Do it. Oh my God.
Nice suit and a yarmulke, maybe grow out the sideburns, some payas.
Yeah, yeah.
No, Joe?
He's not an anti-Semite.
I know he's not. If I thought he was, I wouldn't be going there. I wasn't implying that Anthony was.
Oh, they're going to call you Bar Mitzvah Boy if you show up like that.
They'll call me all the worst things. You don't know. I wasn't implying Anthony was.
Some
of his fans flat out saying, if I thought Anthony was, I would want nothing to do with him.
Right.
No, but some of his fans, not for nothing, Joe.
I remember the swastika days. On
it could be a little brutal here.
What? They thought Charlottesville was just a friendly march in the park.
Yeah, right.
Trucker Tom says, don't forget to go to John Sahag first.
John Sahag. With John Sahag is where Anthony gets his hair styled.
Oh.
So he gets the gray touched up and stuff like that. So if he needs to be properly coiffed, he'll go to John Sahag.
Okay.
Any other plugs you want us to do for other shows there, Tom?
No, but Tom actually was busting me pretty good because when you pointed out that I said that plea is a little too pleadingly about Mr. Hilux's show, he goes, sounded like a fiending addict. Come on, baby. I'm hurting. Give me one more listener. I'll suck your dick.
You better suck some dicks for get more listeners for this show first, Missy. Get on your knees. Suck some dick. If your jaws are still good, then you help Mr. Hilux.
Do you think I haven't?
then you're not good at sucking dick.
Yeah.
Suck a little harder.
Yeah, that's same.
Play with the balls.
Yeah, it must have been when I mentioned the hysterectomy.
Oh, here. Well, real quick before we get out of here, say you just meet a broad.
Right.
Within the first 10 minutes, she tells you she has a hysterectomy. What are you thinking?
She's going to be history.
See, that's not how do you do conversation talk.
Oopsie.
You can't unfurl that on people.
Well, say you're having a conversation about surgeries. And it gets mentioned.
First date, I would...
No, not a first date. Not a date. You're just meeting somebody in a place of business.
I'd leave it out.
Yes.
I would leave it out. As
yes.
Like a little more character expansion.
Yeah.
So as we say in a piss.
Thank you. We agree on something for a change.
I told
Pip, anywhere that like can be covered in like a bikini or something, you don't talk about when you first meet.
No, yeah.
You're inappropriate. Two cretins like Joe and I agree.
I know. I know. I'm fully shamed. Trust me. Tom says you're sucking the wrong dick, Pip. Even Mr. Helix doesn't show up to listen. Yes, he does.
Well, he has to.
He has to go in the chat, but he listens.
Does he have a chat?
Sorry, he has been in our chat.
Oh, Mr. Helix has been in our chat.
On our show. Yeah, he's been in our chat, but he listens when he's home.
Yeah, he enjoys. Wants to know if we're talking about him.
He does, and sometimes he puts in a couple of funny things.
Mm. Just wants to make sure we're plugging the show at the end of our show.
Yeah, as long as something's getting plugged.
Wants to make sure Pip's talking about our fucking surgeries to random strangers. I go, you don't open with that. You don't open with, like, rectal exams.
Open with that. Hi, I've had a hysterectomy. How are you doing?
No, but still, the first 10 minutes, it's still, how do you know? You're getting to know the audience. You work up to that. By the way, before we get out of here, do you have this recurring nightmare, Joe? This is my recurring nightmare. I don't know if I've brought it on, but it happened again last night. I dream that I can't remember my act. Don't fucking say something wise. But like that's like it's like, you know, showing up naked to school.
It's a classic stress dream.
It really is. It's probably because I'm not working as much, and when I have been working, it's been a lot of improv that I'm doing. So I'm like,
yeah,
I hope
sometimes
it's not necessarily about your show.
Really?
No, it's not. It's about feeling under pressure.
Really?
One of the worst dreams, one of the biggest nightmares I've ever had about stand up was there was a audition contest or some break thing, right? And it was to get into, I guess, a contest or something, or maybe get a spot on late night TV or whatever. I remember it was at McGuire's. So Adam got me in on it, Adam Ferrara.
Mm.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, this is going to be good. So before I go on, I thought it would be a really good idea to go up and do the set in my underwear. So I get up, and I'm doing my set in my underwear, and I am mortifying the audience. And I'm like, but Adam might think it's a good idea. And I just see Adam with his hand, his face in his hands, shaking his head. And I'm like, bad idea. And now I'm like, oh, I fucked up. I woke up. I was so happy. I'm like, holy shit.
It's only a dream.
Oh, my God.
Well, funny thing. Bad idea for stand-up. Excellent idea for tomorrow at Anthony's studio. You can make all your points in your underwear.
Oh, my God.
I'll come with a yarmulke. You come in your tidy whities.
I think not.
Oh, my God. No. You know, but that's... See, you're doing about topics. These are two different reasons. This is you... Literally, it means you're dreaming that you feel exposed.
Mm.
And you're dreaming about stress. I have dreams where I show up to class and I... Or that I'm enrolled in a class in college that I didn't even know I was enrolled in, and I've not been going to class.
Oh, I have that.
And
I have that dream
I missed
all the time.
Exams. I'm going to get an F on my transcript now because I didn't show up.
So that's stress.
Yeah,
I had that in my senior year of high school. I always had that recurring dream where I just got into class. I don't have enough. How am I going to pass? And blah, you know. And it's like
you go to class and you find out that there's an exam you didn't study.
Yeah, or I didn't go, or I just didn't go to class. and now like I haven't gone to class in 2 months, and I'm coming in. Is it like there's the final?
But right. Here's the problem. Last night, this happened last night. So like 5:30 in the morning, because now I'm up. Like I'm in a half wake, half state thing. I'm like going through my act in my
to
head.
Make sure, you know it.
You know, I'm like, oh, I don't remember some shit, but I remember enough shit. I think I can fake it. It was like very vivid. I knew the club I was at, a club I've never played at before.
Wow.
It was like Flappers in Burbank, California. I've never played there, and it started off well because I was doing improv and it was riffing. But then I started to do material and I couldn't remember anything, and people are walking out, and I got to tell the owner it'll be better tomorrow. It's like my first time at the club. It's like, oh my god, this dream sucks.
Yeah, I used to dream that I would be in a play and I'd forget my lines, or I never knew them in the first place, and all of a sudden it's time for me to do my lines, and I have no idea what the play's even about. And you know, there used to be this show. God, I can't remember what it was about, but it was what it was called. But it was about this guy that used to flash into positions in time, and he'd be in other people's bodies in their life.
Quantum Leap?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And he had to instantly figure out what's going on, who is he?
Imagine he does that while somebody's jerking off. Or getting, like, raped in the ass, like in prison. Oh!
Like, oh! Oh!
that would be, like, really... That's the Quantum Leap episodes I want to see.
This is the R-rated
Stand
Quantum
still.
Leap.
Or he comes back as like a fucking sperm, and he gets like a fucking ejaculator from a cock.
It's like,
lands on a tissue.
Whoa!
And gets flushed. And that's the season finale.
But they had an episode where he was all of a sudden foom into some actor's body, and they were in a play, and the person's looking at him like, you're lying. And he's like, uh-oh, because he would always do that, like, oh no, or uh-oh, or something. And I was like, oh my god, I start getting flop sweat. I'm like, oh my god, that's my stress dream. I can't believe it.
All right, well, that was fun. Let's get out of here.
Yay.
Joe and I have more radio, video type shenanigans tomorrow.
We're busy men.
Not really, but tomorrow we will. But then I got my softball game tomorrow night. I got to rush back and play some softball.
Oh, good luck.
So thank you guys for hanging out and listening live.
Yeah.
Listening on the podcast. However you listen to the nationally syndicated show. Whatever you're doing. If you like us, tell a friend. If you